I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on a sequel, a prequel, and a German import. Our first movie is Venom, Let There Be Carnage, the sequel to the worst superhero movie I saw in 2018, which is a slight improvement over that, but that's not saying much. Tom Hardy is back as both journalist Eddie Brock and the voice of his alien counterpart Venom, who both visit serial killer Cletus Cassidy, played by Woody Harrelson, in prison. On the day of his execution, the killer bites Eddie, consumes part of Venom's DNA, and makes his escape before the lethal injections can kill him, making him now called Carnage. The movie also shows us the breakup between Eddie and Venom, in which Eddie is at its wit's end with Venom's hunger for human flesh, and another adversary is Carnage's childhood love, Shriek. She's played by Naomi Watts, and she screams so loud that you need earmuffs for your earplugs. Harrelson has played a serial killer before in Natural Born Killers, which was an intense and serious character study for him. He does a good job at channeling that role, and Hardy does improve on his characters in Venom Let There Be Carnage, but it's too short and generic for me to fully enjoy. In order for it to be a fresh superhero movie, it needed a script and more depth, instead of relying on the CGI effects to take over the show. Andy Serkis is the new director of the sequel, and while the first movie was poison for the mind, this one is a slight improvement, but still not enough. 2.5 stars. Next up is The Many Saints of Newark, the movie prequel to the hit Sopranos series, which takes us back to the 60s and introduces us to Christopher's father, Dickie, played by Alessandro Nivola, who often visits his uncle, Ray Liotta, in prison, claiming to wanting to do good deeds, when in reality, he's done bad things. The late James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano on the show, will be smiling down at how his son Michael is able to portray the young Tony, whose father is a jailbird and his mother needs an attitude adjustment. So his only role model is Christopher, who inspires him to enter a life of crime. With an all-star cast including Leslie Odom Jr., John Bernthal, Corey Stahl, and Vera Farmiga, The Many Saints of Newark has a lot to offer for fans of the show and those who want to get themselves involved with it. Too much can happen, but you still admire how director Alan Taylor is able to commit to David Chase's work with its depiction of organized crime in the vein of Goodfellas and The Godfather. The movie version is almost as stylish and charismatic as the show, so check it out. 3 stars. And our last movie is a German import called I'm Your Man, which tells the story of a scientist played by Maren Eggert, who is given a 3-week observation for a handsome android played by Dan Stevens, who is programmed to compliment her and be the man of her dreams. But she could care less about romance and knows this love wouldn't be real. I'm Your Man is filled with big laughs and a lot of insight over the two leads, who have their own perspectives on the meaning of life and love. The scientist knows the difference between a human and a robot, while he wants to prove to her that he's more than meets the eye. And the performances from Stevens and Eggert are both uniformly excellent and whimsical. I just panned the Melissa McCarthy starring Netflix dramedy The Starling for not even trying to be funny or effective, whereas I'm Your Man has a personal touch that distinguishes between comedy, drama, and romance. 3 stars. Now before I close the show, I want to let you listeners know about the Filmmaker Symposium, which shows select independent films before the public and also premiered The Many Saints of Newark. Chuck Rose is the host of the event, and he would love for you to sign up at arthousefilmfestival.com. That's arthousefilmfestival.com. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.